Dr. Nefesh HaChaim. Odos Amarti Lovo B'Megillah Sefer Kosov B'Golo Achiv Shal Isak HaTorah Akol Ish Yisrael Yom V'Layla. After the first three sections of the Sefer, he says that I'd like to address the Godel HaChiv, the great, and how great is the obligation to learn Torah, to be Osek B'Torah, not just to study it in the simple meaning of the word, but to be Osek B'Torah, like we make a bracha every single morning, that should truly be something that occupies us and preoccupies us and we're engaged in and involved in, like an Asek. In Hebrew, we would refer to a person's business as their Asek, because we all know that when a person is making a livelihood, a person is trying to grow a business, that's what's on their head in every waking hour. And this is likewise incumbent upon every man, every Jew, day and night. And he says, I plan to elaborate a little bit on the greatness and the glory and the beauty and the milos of Torah, the specific accolades that are unique to Torah, as opposed to other areas of Avodah Hashem. And likewise, how those also relate and serve to provide the impact that affects the person who's learning Torah all the same. Lasos nachas ruach liyotzer boris bar shemo, in the way that it brings nachas ruach, brings pleasure and brings satisfaction to Hashem, the Creator. V'ish jasem amitz koach v'samchol l'sadol l'hachsa b'dokeha. And more than that, moving even beyond the actual Isek HaTorah and the learning of Torah per se, but also l'samchol l'sada, to support it, to help and to be machzik bidokeha, to ensure not just that one is opening a sefer on his own, but is also providing for others to be able to learn. Right? I think it's a very important thing for someone to have in mind when one is not in the base medrash. Most of our lives, we're not as focused for hours and hours every day at a time like we are in the times of our yeshiva days. But a person throughout his life should be seeking to support Torah, to give to yeshivas, to give to a kollel, to give to institutions and the shul, the adult education committee, whatever it happens to be, that are providing for Torah opportunities to the community and certainly to raise the next generation of Yidden, educated Baal Batim and Talmidei Chacham alike. It's critical. It's critical. That's why the Aron Kodesh, the Beis Hamikdash, Chafetz Chaim, I believe, explained, had the poles. The poles of the Aron Kodesh were never removed. Unlike the other Kelim in the Beis Hamikdash, when they were set down, wherever the Mishkan, where the Mishkan was traveling, happened to be, so they removed the poles that were used to carry the Shulchan, for example, because there was no purpose. They weren't moving. The Aron Kodesh always remained with its poles attached, even when the Mishkan was stationary, to demonstrate that Torah is not something that is limited to one place, one time, and it's also not limited to one group of people, but its zechuyos are also transportable and communicable for all those who participate in the actual learning and also in the support of learning broadly. Okay, continues Nefesh HaChaim. Now he says, seemingly as the impetus for writing this chapter of Nefesh HaChaim, Shar Dalid, he's looking around. And he's saying, historically, we're at a very, very low point. Over the recent generations, the chashivas of Torah, the support of Torah, and the learning of Torah have diminished. They've diminished. And it's not a new phenomenon, he says. Not a new phenomenon. And especially in our generation currently, due to our averos, nafal ma'od ma'od, it has exceedingly diminished. Nesuna b'seisra madrega tachton rachman al-tzlan. And it's at the bottom of the totem pole. Kasher neinu aros ata birkas birabas b'nei amenu migolo seval masa al parnasa ol parnasa Hashem yirachem. And he concludes this paragraph with a limud chos. He says, you know what? Well, I can tell you what it probably is attributable to. Probably it's attributable to the fact that we have such an ol of parnasa. Kadosh Baruch Hu should give rachmanas to us, but we suffer from the fact that parnasa is such a preoccupying endeavor. We need to make money. We need to support our families. And that can be tremendously demanding on our time, on our attention, on our focus. So practically, it's very difficult to still find that motivation and carve out the time to learn. And that's what calls upon us to re-emphasize and bolster the chashivas of Torah through this essay. V'gam kam miosan shekivas alkim yichap yach pitzun heima bochur la'asman l'kbo kol ikar limudim sefer yiro musa kol yom. So he says, even though, just to put things in context, Nevi Chaim is writing in the early 1800s. So he tells us that even if you look around and you find people who are predominantly involved in that search for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they may not be weighed down to the fullest extent by the Ol of Parnassah that he described a moment ago. So what are those people doing? Those who do have the good fortune and do have the schus to sit in the base medrash, what are they busy with? He says, Iker limud mesifra yira u'musar kol yam. They're learning musar all day. They're learning about improving their yira shamayim, their midos. Definitely a valuable and admirable endeavor. But at the same time, something's missing if that's all they're doing. Below kviyas ikra esik b'tzara sayin hakadosha, without the primary anchor and focus being on Torah, which is supposed to be the way that it should be set up. B'mikros v'halachos m'rubos, the psukim and the halachos, the sugyos that are vast. V'adayin l'roma oros mimehem. And they haven't metaphorically seen the light their entire lives. L'nog alem or a Torah, they have not been illuminated by the light of Torah. Hashem yisach lam, because Baruch Hu should forgive them. It's very strong language, right? He's saying they're in the basement all day with their Mesil Sisharm. And we know in our shir the chashivas of a sefer like Mesil Sisharm. And how critical it is for a person to always be improving. And you can't do that without Musar. But, ki kavanas al shamayim, true, their intentions are in the right place, their heart is in the right place. But bottom line, Hashem yisach lam, they're missing a very, very, very serious component that cannot be ignored. This mahalach is not going to allow the Or of Torah to be shochen with them. And then he continues. Maybe we won't read every paragraph inside. The last paragraph on page Reish Zayin, he describes that once there was great Torah study, and the levels of the yeshivas and those who were devoted to learning was where it should have been, and their avas Hashem and the yiras Hashem was strong. And their desire was only to bring more honor and more accolades to Akash Baruch's Torah, and as a result, they produced many talmidim, and the world was filled with talmidei chacham who also had the qualities of midos and yiras shamayim that are necessary for greatness. On the next page, but then something happened as time went on. And he says, don't think there's a coincidence. This is an historical reality because the Yetzer Hara is a reality. Because the Yetzer Hara has an effective strategy, always, in attacking us, it's going to even find its way into successful circumstances of Avodas Hashem. What is the Derech L'Yetzer? L'Eskane Ba'am Hashem Eila, Kasher Hema Derech L'Derech Hashem Karoi. When they're doing the right thing, that's when he attacks. Lahatabam eris, to inject a certain poison. Because there was such an elevated level of Torah study, the Yetzer Hara started realizing that he needed to take action because everyone was where they were supposed to be. How does he take action? By creating an overindulgence, as it were, with the right thing. I think just to illustrate what he's describing, we say in Maariv every single night, in the paragraph of Hashkivenu, right before Shmona Esrei, V'haser satan milfaneinu u'me'acharenu. Haser satan milfaneinu u'me'acharenu. Take away the satan from milfaneinu in front of us, u'me'acharenu in back of us. So I understand why you would tell me to take, why I would daven to Hashem, to remove the Yetzer Hara from before me, right? If he's standing in front of me, Sammy, so he's obviously an obstacle. He's stopping me from doing the right thing. He's standing in my path, the path that I want to be on, because he knows that it's dangerous for him if I follow that path. So I understand Haser Sotor Milfanenu. Listen, Josh, you're going to daven Marv tonight. It's going to be a new Marv for you. But I also need to daven HaKadosh Baruch Hu Haser Sotor Milfanenu U'me'acharenu. I also need to daven that the Satan should not be behind me. What's the problem with him being behind me? That doesn't sound too bad. If I passed him, if I left him in the dust, right, what am I complaining about? What am I davening for? I said, Satan mefanenu me'acharenu, because sometimes the Satan is behind us and he's pushing us. He's pushing us to do what we're doing. We're doing the right thing, and he pushes us to do it to an unhealthy extent. And when we do too much of a good thing, even in Avodas Hashem, when it's not balanced, can be detrimental. So Yitzhar saw his chance. He saw that the Jews were learning so beautifully, that Talmud Torah was where it's supposed to be. And the way that he could attack it was by pushing further to the extent that he was able to get individuals to learn Torah, and only Torah, v'lo zulas klal, and nothing else. So what fell by the wayside? The Yiras Shamayim. What fell by the wayside was the Yiras Shamayim. V'sharnina b'mishnaseinu im'in yira in chachma. Chazal tell us, he says, Ur harbi mamari yirazal mizeh, many mamari chazal like this. If you don't have Yiras Shamayim, the chachma is missing also. The Isak of Torah is flawed if there's no Yiras Shamayim. When the manhigim, when the Talmid Chachamim, the Rosh Yeshiva saw that people were learning so well, but it was to the exclusion of their midos and their shamayim, and they enjoyed the Isak of Torah, but the aspect of the connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu was lacking, so they had to stand up. And in order to fix the problem, milu es yadam lavo b'shachachos b'musar mitos, they increase the efforts and the energy towards tochacha, towards musar, towards mitos, v'chibu sifra yira lehesha leva am, and they wrote svarim like the musar svarim we're familiar with, in order to direct people on the proper path, liyosam oskim b'tarak dosha b'avoda, b'yir seshem Torah, in order to make sure that people were engaged in Torah the way they're supposed to, with the proper Yiras Shamayim. But the problem is that even though they had all the right intentions, as he describes in the next paragraph, but it went too far. Anytime you emphasize one aspect of the equation, you're going to tip the scales, and it's very hard to maintain the proper balance. And not everybody is capable of maintaining the proper balance. Ad kedei kach, that the emphasis on Yira and Musar was so strong that that's all they were doing. And instead of also learning Torah, Bechsav, Torah Shabbat, and not just also learning it, but making that the primary focus, it was lost. And he says in the last paragraph of Reish Ches, V'hein atu b'doros halol, b'am nesein rabim na'afochu, ha'kvo ha'hushbol shakam kam ha'samu kol ikar kviyas limudam rov, ha'yamim rak b'sifir yiram musar, v'am kizek kol ha'odam b'lamo lasa b'hem tamin. And that's where we're holding right now. People are so focused on yiran musar, they say that that's really all a person is supposed to do. That's what ignites a person. That's what takes them beyond the intellectual and focuses their attention to the spiritual, to the emotional as well. And there's a lot of truth to that, and there's a lot of sense in that. That let me focus on that which gets me excited and drives me emotionally, because that's where I'm going to overcome the Yetzer Hara. The Keser Torah Munach Bekaran Zavos, but the Isak of Torah, the crown of Torah, is alone in the corner. Fascinating. Chaim tells us, I saw it with my own eyes. I was traveling and I arrived at a certain town, where this was so much the hashkafa, and most of the Bati Medrash, the only svarim they had were Musar svarim. And they didn't even have a single full set of shas. And that, again, is a critical flaw in the way Torah is supposed to be learned. So therefore he says, I must say my piece. It is necessary to stand up for the covenant of Torah and for the proper guidance and direction that Klal Yisrael needs in order to create that proper understanding of the priorities. Again, neither one is supposed to negate the other, but Torah must be the primary focus of a person in addition to Musar. Now, we can't go further without quoting the famous story of a person who asked Rabbi Yisrael Salanter. He was a working man. He said, Rebbe, I have half an hour a day to learn. What should I do with that half an hour a day? Should I learn Torah, learn Gemara, or should I learn Musar? And of course, Rabbi Yisrael Salanter answered him, learn Musar for that half an hour, and you'll see you have a lot more time than just half an hour to learn. So again, there's a recognition, and Rabbi Yisrael Salanter was a tremendous Talmud Chacham in Shas, in Poskim. There was a tremendous recognition of the chashivas of the Musar, but the Musar is also there to help push the Torah further. Person needs that zet sometimes to realize that they really can be devoting more time to their Avodas Hashem, to their Torah study, not just the Musar, but if it's going to stop at Musar, person thinks that the only thing they're supposed to learn Musar is Musar, then that's going to be that's the trap that we're falling into right here. So he says the first topic of conversation in the next paragraph is going to be, what is Torah Lishma? Everyone talks about this concept, term Torah Lishma is thrown around. What does it mean practically? Because, and we'll revisit this tomorrow, he says there's a misunderstanding of what Torah Lishma is. If we misunderstand what Torah Lishma is, then we'll end up with a misguided approach towards how we spend our time learning. And finally, he says, and furthermore, beyond that, even worse, their definition of Lishma, they believe, is the only definition of Lishma, and without that, the study of Torah is worthless. And I'm going to tell you that it's wrong, and I will show you how Mamar Chazal and the Medrash and the Gemara and the Zohar all point in the direction that we are taking. And we'll also, in that discussion, bring many of these sources that discuss the greatness of Torah, Niflos Ma'al Satara Kedosha, the wonders of Torah, and one who is Osik B'Torah, the great Tzchar that comes with one who learns Torah, and unfortunately, the Onesh, that accompanies Bittul Torah. Hagam shekol elu hamamar midum ufursamim im kol zeh kibatzdim lahal libos hachafetim mistapik b'avos yisbarach b'avos toros yisbarach l'slonin b'tzila ha'elinor. And he concludes by saying that many of the quotations from Chazal that you're going to read are familiar. You've learned them before. Now, we know for the average guy among us, myself included, that doesn't mean that we've heard of every famous Maimar Chazal, but at the same time, he says that even those that are well known need to be reinforced, and we need to be reminded of them, because sometimes the things that we are most familiar with don't remain in our consciousness on a day-to-day basis. They're there, we can pull them out of our memory banks, but to be actionable and accessible, we need Chazar, and that's what we're going to see, Mr. Shem, as we go weiter. So starting tomorrow, B'shiyata D'shmaya, we'll approach Parag Beis and this definition of Torah Lishma.